Said in St. John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. I bring you the news that God will see you through, and he won't fail you. Shirley Caesar singing for us. But I want to talk to you about the Comforter has come. Well, who is or what is the Comforter? I'm glad you asked that question. The Comforter is of the Holy Spirit. As I read in St. John 14 and 26 when it said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. This is Jesus talking. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Jesus is in comforting his disciples as he prepared to leave here. And he said, if I don't leave, the Comforter will not come. Now, many people can't quite understand that passage, why Jesus would say that. You see, Jesus Christ was God himself manifested in the flesh. Came to this earth in the flesh. And as long as he was here in the flesh, the Comforter could not come. Because the Comforter is actually a reference of Jesus Christ. And him being in the flesh, he could not be in his disciples because of the flesh. But he said, it's expedient that I leave. And if I don't leave, the Comforter will not come. Jesus knew that if he left, he now can come back spiritually. And not only be with his disciples, but now he can be in his disciples. What is the work of the Comforter? The Bible says he abides in the believers. I said he abides in the believers. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In verse 16, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Verse 17 says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither do the world know him. But Jesus was talking here, and he said to the disciples, but you know me, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You know, many can't understand the working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can dwell in man. And the Holy Spirit is the only deity in God that can bring you the truth, teach you the truth in all things. The Holy Spirit is here. And he came to comfort you. He came to comfort me. He came to testify and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to lead and guide you and I unto all truth. The Bible said in St. John 15:26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify about me. Verse 27 says, and you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. He's talking to his disciples, and today he's talking to you and I. The Comforter, the Holy Ghost, will convict your spirit and my spirit of the truth. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. St. John 16, 7 through 11. It is expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. It will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. The Holy Ghost, another Comforter. He comes to glorify Christ. And he comes to teach you all things. The Comforter is come. Christ is the source of that comfort. Matthew 9:22. The Holy Spirit is a source of that comfort. Acts 9:31. The Word of God is a very good source of the Comforter. Romans 15:4. Christians are good sources of the Comforter. 2 Corinthians 7:6. When you are troubled, the Comforter will come. When you are in discouragement, the Comforter will come and help you through your troubles. I know who Jesus is because of the Comforter. I have read the signs of the times because of the Comforter. I know who God is because of the Comforter has come. Jesus is my solid rock because of the Comforter. My salvation is secured because of the Comforter. We are able to go and tell them because of the knowledge and the power of the Comforter. I am my brother's keeper. Yes, because of the Comforter. I have a testimony just because the Comforter is come. I know if you miss Jesus that there will be major trouble because of the Comforter. I know that the Comforter can save us for an eternity. The Comforter is Jesus. In the spiritual realm, I know that trouble lies ahead out there on Broadway because of the Comforter. And I know that you don't have to take but one step to Jesus because of the Comforter. Yes, Jesus is God, my friend. And there is none other way whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Because of the knowledge that we have received from the Comforter. Yes, the Spirit of God will reveal the truth because of the Comforter. Yes, I had a spiritual encounter with Jesus because of the Comforter. My friend, I have peace with God because of the Comforter. And I can ask you this question today. If you know the Comforter, you know Jesus. Yes. I love the Lord. and he heard me cry. I know the two greatest commandments that God has given us because of the Comforter. And I know that God's love is unconditional because of the Comforter. Do you know the Comforter today? I call him Jesus, the rock of my salvation. Do you know him for yourself? Seek him while he may be found. The Comforter is here.
Build a house. Send you a new today.